bad as the start was on Tuesday, it was good today in complete contrast.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we talked about that, as you can imagine, for the last two or three days or so, about how poorly we started in the midweek. And in previous games leading up to that game, we'd actually started really, really well in the previous three games. So we tried to reproduce that, and, you know, we got the goal. And, you know, I thought first half was very good, and, you know, we created numerous opportunities.
Like last Saturday, Thomas and McLeod came out and just were such a handful for them.
Yeah, they were, yeah. And, you know, I said to the pair of them, I said, look, you know, I want you to start the game like a house on fire, like 100 mile an hour. And listen, if they can't do it and sustain it for 90 minutes, then after, you know, 70, 75 minutes, we'll get someone off the bench to, you know, continue that work rate. And, you know, that's what they did today.
And the second half, they came out, had a lot of possession, but you weathered the storm relatively successfully.
Yeah, and we knew that was going to happen anyway. I said to the lads at half-time, I said, the two things, having a two-goal lead at half-time is very dangerous because they've all been there before and they know what it's like. But it's even more dangerous against a Crewe side who, you know, haven't got any pressure on them. They're a young side who, you know, regardless, you know, if they would have won the game, sorry, if we would have won the game 2-0 or 5-0, it wouldn't have made any difference to them. They would have still had a go at us. But like you say, a lot of it was in front of us and we dealt with it reasonably well.
And I'm trying to think of any real difficult saves Anderson had to make. I'm not sure there were any.
No, I mean, there was a couple from distance, but you're talking 25 yards or so. So, you know, we were happy with that. It was a solid performance. I thought first half was very good. We looked very dangerous. And then second half was just a solid performance. And more importantly, a clean sheet again.
You made some changes in the lineup, moving Adam Webster to left back, Lee Williamson to right back, John Harley to right midfield. How do you feel those players did in their new roles?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not one of them where I'm necessarily going to, you know, continue to use them. It was just that we knew that Crewe's left back Tuttle was going to be a threat, so we wanted you know, John to do a little bit of a job on him, as he did. And obviously, with the way they played and the way they set up, and their wide midfield players coming off the lines, we just thought Akos would be best suited on that left side, which would suit Adam Webster.
A free week coming up, I know you've been hoping for one of them for some time. What key things are you going to be working on?
Well, probably the first couple of days is just trying to recoup and re-energise. I mean, obviously the game in midweek, you could tell towards the end, you know, the players were feeling the effects of it. So, you know, from our point of view, we'll start watching the videos on Shrewsbury on Monday. Obviously they play tomorrow, so that's an opportunity for us to see them again. So, you know, we'll make sure that we taper the week so it leads up to the end of the week where we're hitting full cylinder.
If my maths is correct, even if you were docked 10 points in the coming week, you wouldn't go bottom of the league. Is that something that would psychologically be a boost?
Maybe for people around. I think from our point of view, we had a short-term goal, you know, and we keep, you know, creating little short-term goals for us. You know, if it happens, it happens. And we know what the objectives are for this season, come the end of the season, the stepping stones and small steps to be taken before then. You know, we'll do that, you know, as quickly as we possibly can.
Just bringing it back to today, there seem to be numerous yellow cards shown by the referees. Some of them were a touch surprising. Is that how you saw it from the sideline?
Yeah, a little bit, and that's why, you know, I had the conversation coming off the pitch at half time, and just, you know, just thought they were a little bit soft and I thought a little bit one sided. You know, I can't remember any of the Crewe players getting booked at any point, but yeah, I mean, you know, that's, we're coming to get used to that, really, I suppose. But all it does is it makes it very, very dangerous for the players in the second half to, you know, to commit to a tackle just in case they don't just quite get there.
Obviously, there have been stories overnight regarding the Football League as to whether or not they're going to accept Portpin as owners. Have you been told anything by anyone at the Football League or by Trevor Birch or anybody?
No, I mean, I had a call, which I actually missed this morning. I was in the gym, actually, believe it or not, of Trevor. But yeah, I'll have a chat with him after the game today and just see where we are from it. But I don't know anything more than probably what you do.
You just expect to be filled in tonight?
Yeah.
And obviously, just finally, again, you're still linked with the Bolton and Burnley jobs. Is that something easy for you just to put out your mind for now?
Well, it is for me. You know, I can't control what other people around me, you know, think and what they do and how they react to it and how the players react to it. But from my point of view, you know, at the end of the day, I've got a tough enough job as it is here to start worrying and start thinking about other jobs. So, you know, I enjoyed the performance today. I enjoyed the way we went about it. You know, and we've got, like you say, we've got a fresh week next week to really have a go at Shrewsbury.